This is Randy Hacker with another postcard from Asia from the KU Center for East Asian Studies. Once there was a Japanese violin prodigy named Nejiko Suwa. Born in 1920, Suwa made her debut in 1939 in Paris, just 1 year before the Nazis invaded. In 1943, while in Berlin, she received a Stradivarius, possibly confiscated by the Reich, from Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister. In 1945, Suwa was captured by American forces and was on her way to New York when the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. A few days before Japan surrendered, she was sent to an internment camp in Pennsylvania, then, eventually, sent home. Hiding it and holding it under her clothes, she managed to keep that violin with her. In 1951, Suwa became the first Japanese musician to perform in America after the war. She played Mendelssohn, which is kind of ironic. Mendelssohn was a composer whose works were banned by the Nazis, and she played him on Goebbels' violin. From the KU Center for East Asian Studies, this is Randy Hacker. Wish you were here.